Hello, it's me, the M, the I, the K, to the E, hailing from the D, the Y, to the T. That's the abbreviation for the city called Dayton, and I'm sending you good sensations and vibrations. And remember, I'm just saying. I want to talk to you from the subject today of, you here? Again, that's you here? I remember in Southern culture, I would hear people say, you here. You here means, do you hear me? You understand. And again, my grandmother's from Southern culture. So, you know, it's near and dear to me. It's a affectionate place in my heart. So, when you hear somebody say, you hear, again, that means you hear me or you understand me. A lot of times people are hanging out with you and they are just there. They're not really listening. They're just like, hey, let's just hang out. And you're hanging out. And you're saying profound and awesome things. And it's like they're just enjoying you for entertainment purposes, which is nothing wrong with being with somebody being entertained by you. But here's the problem. A lot of times that terminology can get kind of misconstrued. You know, it's like, hey, man, the reason I want you hanging out with me is because I want to be entertained. I've had somebody really literally say, I'm sitting here wanting to be entertained and say being entertained. And I was like, I didn't like the way that came off because the person was somebody that I was, you know, helping and talking to them and showing them things. And I'm not saying that they had to listen or had to like what I was telling them, but a lot of times you're hanging around awesome, amazing, and incredible people. And the problem is that you're just hanging out when you could be working with them and changing your life for the better. And the person may be entertaining because I know that me personally, I'm going to make sure I'm magnetic and charismatic when I'm hanging around you. It's going to be a good time, but I want you to be able to get what I'm saying when I'm hanging with you. And there are people that are telling you profound things and great things and the next idea and are unlocking millions of dollars by their conversation with you, unlocking your potential if you allow the key to be used. So I'm asking you the question, you hear? So sitting next to that person, being in it, you know, even I remember in corporate America, sometimes I would talk to the big wigs, or if you want to call them that. And a lot of the conversations are there, but if you sit there and listen, there are some profound things that could help you get to the next level in the job. And it may just seem like, it's just coffee. But again, you hear? Make sure that you are listening, because as it's been said before, success leads clues. Success leaves clues, and also those clues lead to something bigger and better. You've once again come into the Lamb and the Mic Believe, place that makes Emerald City look like a pile of green rocks. Never, never land. Wish it never was created in the first place. And Wonderland, wonder why it was created at all. And I encourage you to dream like you'll live forever, but please, pretty please, live like you'll die today. I quit!